Harper Audio presents 100 People Who Are Screwing Up America, and Al Franken is number 37. Written and read by Bernard Goldberg. I'm sitting on a jet plane at Newark Airport, minding my own business, waiting to take off for Miami. A few seats away is this lawyer, right out of Central Casting. Wire-framed eyeglasses, dull gray suit, red tie, mandatory suspenders. Attached to his ear is another mandatory accessory, the cell phone, which he's using to talk to a colleague about some legal brief. Actually, talk isn't exactly the right word. Yell is a lot more like it, which is the way a lot of people talk on cell phones. Anyway, just about everyone on the plane who isn't clinically deaf can hear the whole conversation, loud and clear, including the part where Mr. Lawyer actually invokes the name of a U.S. Supreme Court Justice, Antonin Scalia, to give a little weight to his brief. Pretty impressive, I'm thinking. I mean, how often does a guy on an airplane drop Antonin Scalia's name into a conversation? How about never? Then this obviously well-educated, sophisticated man makes another important observation about his important legal case. Another observation you can hear all over the airplane. It's all f***ed up, he tells the guy at the other end of the phone. And here's the thing. No one within earshot raised an eyebrow. The remark drew as much attention as if he had said to the flight attendant, "Got any peanuts?" Not that I'm suggesting that I was shocked either. Who are we kidding? In today's world, some anonymous guy dropping the F-bomb in a crowded airplane doesn't even move the needle on the give-a-crap meter. In fact, if you even think about making an issue of it, some people start dropping the P-bomb. And who wants to be called a prude? So you just sit there and either make believe you didn't hear what you and everybody else just heard, or you tell yourself it's no big deal. But the truth is, it's getting harder and harder to tell myself that stuff like this is no big deal. Instead, I find myself remembering that there was a time in America when not even a drunk in a bar would say the word fuck out loud. Today, Chevy Chase calls the President of the United States a dumb fuck, not in some dingy beer hall, but in front of a packed house at a Kennedy Center gala in Washington, D.C. Yes, we've come a long way from the old days when, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn, caused such a ruckus. But that, of course, was a different time and a different America, long before genuine crass vulgarity polluted not only our relatively private lives, but our public civic lives as well. And you know what? It's an America that, in all kinds of ways, a lot of us miss. Of course, every time you say something like that, every time you feel even a little nostalgic for the good old days, you can count on one of your almost certainly liberal friends to come back with, "Oh yeah, you really think things were better when blacks couldn't vote or sit at a lunch counter? You really think things were better when women and gays were kept in their place? Is that the America you think was so wonderful and want to go back to?" No. If it even needs to be said, that is not the America I want to go back to. I want an America where black people have all the rights white people have, where women have all the rights men have, where gays can walk down the street holding hands if they want and not have to worry that some jackass is going to call them names, or worse. Where little girls can aspire to be scientists just like little boys, where minorities don't get called spick or gook or kike or anything else like that. And yes, I also want an America where people don't think it's perfectly okay to yell fuck on a crowded airplane. And you know what else? While I may not pine for the old days when Lucy and Ricky had to sleep in separate beds and couldn't even whisper the word pregnant when she so obviously was, I'm not thrilled with the endless junior high sex jokes on Will and Grace either, or the farting contest on Howard Stern's show, or rap lyrics on the radio that go on and on about slitting the bitch's throat and tossing her dead ass out the window, or those nauseating paternity test theme shows that Maury Povich puts on the air.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?